Well, how are you doing, church? Just got word this morning that we have our third coronavirus case in Ridgecrest, and I know that that just makes us all the more anxious these days. And I hope you're being careful. I have a coach right now reminding me that I need to be careful. I went to Home Depot on Friday to pick up some sprinkler supplies. And that evening when I got home, my wife said, "Well, did you take some wipes with you?" And I said, "No, I didn't take any wipes." "Well, did you get a shopping cart?" "Yeah, I got a shopping cart." And she couldn't believe it that I would touch those things. And then she asked, "Well, did you come home and wash your hands?" "No, I didn't come home and wash my hands. I went in the backyard and played in the mud. Why would I need to wash my hands to play in the mud?" And so she has put me on restriction. She has put me on restriction. And I have a coach now that, am I not being heard?
We got a text that you're not being heard.
Okay, can you hear me now? Hopefully you can hear me now. What happened? We were hearing the songs.
Well, there's someone in chat saying it, so that means probably...
Okay,
well, hopefully you hear me. But, so went shopping yesterday, and I took my coach with me, and she taught me how to keep my hands clean, to walk right down the shopping cart. And I want you to know that I should have took stock in Lysol wipes, because we're going through a lot of Lysol wipes these days. But, no, the question is, as we're here this morning, is really, how are you doing? See, I was looking at the text that I'm going to be in this morning. And while I was reading Matthew chapter 6, in the background in the family room where I'm at this morning, Mayor Cuomo was on the news, and he was talking about New York, the city of New York, and the need for more hospitals, more hospital beds, more... more ventilators, and it was just all this bad news. And that was going on in the background while I was in my study, and I was trying to read, concentrate on Jesus' words. Well, guess what? Guess whose words were the loudest in trying to listen to both of these messages at the same time? It was Governor Cuomo's. And what does that tell us, church? That tells us that bad news cannot cohabitate with good news. They're incompatible. They can't be in the same space together. It's going to be one or the other. Either fear is going to drive out faith, or faith is going to drive out fear. And so my question to you this morning is, how's your faith? Are you anxious? Are you worrying through this whole pandemic that everybody is going through? Where is your heart this morning? Who are you listening to? So if you got your Bibles, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Verses 25 through 34 this morning. The Bible says this: "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Church, I want you to know that worry sucks the joy out of the here and now. Jesus, in his word, his very words, encourages us in telling us not to worry. So what's the antidote to our worry? What's the antidote to our anxiety this morning? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not in hoarding toilet paper. You know, there are many people today who are swimming in their toilet paper. But you know what? That toilet paper is going to run out. It's not hoarding, it's not anxiety, or the antidote to anxiety is not hoarding cleaning supplies. That's not going to take away your anxiety. And there are people today who are swimming in cleaning supplies, Lysol wipes, bleach, etc. I sent you all an email this morning that I received from the Salvation Army. And right now, one of their biggest needs is cleaning supplies. That's what people are requesting. And very little of it is found in the grocery stores or the stores because people are hoarding it. When Susan and I went to the Home Depot yesterday, we wanted to buy some of these supplies for the Salvation Army. And yeah, I put all these supplies in my cart, and it looked like I was hoarding all this Clorox bleach that I was buying. And in fact, when we got to the counter, the checker said, "I'm sorry, sir, but we can only limit you to two." but he allowed us to purchase these because they were all going to the Salvation Army. But that's not what going to cure our anxiety. The antidote to worry is not hoarding material goods. Jesus tells us what the antidote to anxiety is. Three words. They all start with the letter F. Faith, Father, and First. Let's look at those three words. Faith, Father, and First. Faith in verse 30. Jesus says, "O you of little faith, look what I'm able to accomplish. All you have to do is believe me." You know, Jesus says elsewhere in the Gospels that if you just have a mustard seed of faith, you can move mountains. It just takes a little faith, but you've got to put that faith in the right person. You need to put that faith in a great big God. That's where our faith is to reside. It's in God. He wants us to be people of faith when things are out of control, when things are beyond what we can change. Faith. And then there's the word Father. You kick the can. Then there's the word Father. He is your Father. Church, the Father knows what each and every one of us is going through. Jesus says that God the Father, your heavenly Father, feeds the birds. Your heavenly Father clothes the flowers. Even the desert flowers that are blooming in our desert today, they are so temporal. They are only going to be alive for a brief period of time, and yet your heavenly Father clothes each and every one of them. They are important to him. But how much more important are you to your heavenly Father? He is there for us. And then the word first. What is God's will for our life during this pandemic? What does verse 33 say? Verse 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Seek first the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God to look like? It is to be comprised of people, church, that follow, that obey the great command. And the great command is to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself. So if you want to not allow anxiety to get the best of you in these days, Jesus is telling us to seek first his kingdom. Pursue the Father's will. Believe what he is wanting to accomplish in your life. How are you doing at seeking the kingdom of heaven? Seeking the kingdom of God. Are you focused more on yourself, or are you focused on others? Question. How are your neighbors doing? Have you gone next door and asked how they've been doing? Is there something that you can pick up from them? If their health is precarious and they're that senior adult vulnerable to age, have you offered to help them? Now, I'm not telling senior adults in our church right now to go out of your house and go to your neighbor and see how they're doing, okay? Grandma, grandpa, you need to stay in your birdcage, all right? You need to be obedient. But for the rest of us, how's your neighbor doing? Have you taken a meal next door? Have you just wanted to be a blessing to others? We're all in distress right now. Not only us here in Ridgecrest having heard our third case of coronavirus, but in this state, in this nation, all around the world, we're in distress right now. And I think the question is God at work behind all this distress? Has maybe God created that distress, this distress? That's a good question. I want to turn you to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. 2 Chronicles 15. I'll let you get there. And these are Azariah's words. He's prophet Azariah. This is the only place in the Old Testament where we hear from the prophet Azariah in this passage of scripture. He's talking to King Asa. King Asa is the king of Judah and Benjamin, the southern kingdom. He's a really good king, all right? And he's just kind of sharing what God has done in Israel's past. And in verses 5 and 6, Azariah says this, speaking of Israel's past. In those times, there was no peace to him who went out or to him who came in, for great disturbances afflicted all the inhabitants of the lands. Does that describe our world right now? There's no peace anywhere. And there's conflict among us. There's disturbances. It goes on in verse 6. They were broken in pieces. Nation was crushed by nation and city by city. And here's what I want you to get. For God troubled them with every sort of distress. God troubled them with every sort of distress. Why would God do that? Because I believe with all my heart, church, God is trying to get our attention. As a church, as a nation, as a world, we have been living in rebellion against him. We no longer regard truth in this world. We have suppressed truth. We have thrown truth out because we want to live according to what we think is going to work. And God has allowed that rebellion to exist until it has created great distress. And even with the nation of Israel, when people would move from blessing to rebellion, God would create distress, which would lead people to repentance, which would lead to God's blessing. And it was a vicious cycle that went over and over and over again. God is communicating to us today that we need to seek him once again. We need to make him the priority of our life and of our country and submit to his ways. I believe God has created and is working in all of this calamity. You know, I was listening to a pastor named Tony Evans this week, and he talked about the time where he was first attracted to the girl that he would eventually marry. They were married almost 50 years. She just recently, about 3 months ago, passed away from cancer. But he remembers the time that he met her, and he was captured by her. He thought she was the real deal, and he was just infatuated by her. But she was not reciprocating that same kind of attention for him, and he decided that he needed to help her out a little bit. And so he talked about how he took his one-day wife to Baltimore. He was in Baltimore, Maryland, and they went to an amusement park. And at this amusement park was a roller coaster called the Wow House. Now, this was a really scary roller coaster that made you feel like it was jumping off the track. And so he purchased two tickets. And they got on that roller coaster, and the ride started, and the scarier that ride became, the closer she got to him. So that by the end of the roller coaster, it looked like instead of there being two people in that seat, there was just one. And Tony Evans said, it was mission accomplished. He had to create some distress so that she would draw closer to him. want you to know, church, God is creating distress today. And there are a lot of anxious hearts. And God, Jesus, through his word this morning is saying, don't be afraid. Have faith. Just a little bit of faith in a great big God, because that Heavenly Father is going to provide for you. And what he wants us to do is seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And it's through a relationship with Jesus Christ. I can't help but believe that there are some people watching this video right now, and you don't have a relationship with the Lord. You may have gone to church your whole life, or you may have ignored God and church your whole life. But this morning, through your circumstances, through this calamity, yes, that God has created, God wants you to know that he's real. And that he sent his son, Jesus. He left heaven's throne and lived among us and lived the perfect life, obeyed God to the very end that cost him his own life. The Bible says that he went to a cross and he gave his life for you and for me. He paid the sacrifice for our sin, our rebellion against God, so that we might be able to come into a relationship with God, that God would restore, renew what's been broken through our rebellion. God wants to bless you this morning. God wants you to know that he's real, but comes through a personal relationship with Christ. I would just encourage you to surrender your heart and life to Christ. Tell him that, admit that you are a sinner, and believe that Jesus died for you. 3 days later, he came back from the dead. We're going to celebrate that 2 weeks from now, together on the church parking lot. But God's real, and God's there for you. My friend, this distress, this calamity, isn't just for lost people, but it's for Christians. Because we've been living a life where we've got this all figured out. We don't need God. We've got all these material blessings. And Jesus is wanting to remind us, no, your peace, your security isn't in your possessions. It isn't in what you're hoarding. It's in him. Trust him. Believe him. He's here for you. Would you pray with me, please? Father, thank you for the truth of Scripture. Take these anxious hearts of ours and help us to believe, Jesus, your words. May you find faith in each of us, because we know that our Heavenly Father is caring. He's watching out over us. And we seek you first, your righteousness. God, help us to think of others more than ourselves. Help us to be a blessing, to be a testimony to those who are in the same boat that we're in right now, Lord. May they know that somebody cares. And may that someone be each one of us. Thank you, Father, for this time that we've shared together. And we look forward to the day when we will all be together once again as God's family, Emmanuel Baptist. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And it's been a blessing to be able to share with you God's word this morning. And before we close, I've got some announcements for you, and my announcements are about as long as my sermon. I'll try to go quick here, but just need to bring us all up to speed so that we're all on the same page. But what's coming up at Emmanuel? Next week, we will be online again, but this is going to be a very special online service because Aaron and Susan are going to be with us. And so we need to spread the word, church. They're going to be sharing Haley's, Whitney's testimony. And so, you need to share your Facebook page with everybody you know and get as many people as possible online to be part of our service next week, because it is going to be an incredible opportunity to communicate the grace of God and what he can do in people's hearts and lives. And it is a miracle testimony that people can't miss. All right, so next week, Gary and Susan will be in the living room, family room with us next week for that service. I am so looking forward to that. And then we are going to do a Good Friday service online. And so I want to encourage you to get some grape juice from the store and a cracker and just come together as a family. And we are going to observe the Lord's Supper on Friday, April the 3rd at 6 p.m. For that, so that will be a special time together. Also, Easter Sunday, we're going to do drive-in church. Okay, we're going to all be in the south parking lot. There will be an FM station that you can tune into to listen to the music and hear the message. If you want to get out of your cars and spread out 6 feet, you know, separate, you know, what do we call that? Safe distancing?
Social
distancing. So you can do that. But we'll have a service in the parking lot that morning, and we'll provide everybody hot cinnamon rolls. It'll be a great time. And if that goes well, through the duration of this pandemic, we'll just meet in the south parking lot for church each Sunday. So that will be, I'll be looking forward to that. Hopefully, you have received a call from a deacon or elder this week. We have grouped our church family into different groups, and each group has an elder or a deacon over that group. And so if you haven't received the call, we may not have your correct contact information. And so we need for you to go to the church website or send the church office an email letting us know your correct contact information so that we can get that into Breeze. That is really important. We're trying to do everything we can to make our Breeze church management software system as current as possible. So help us with that. Next, thank you for your faithful giving. It's really important that you try to maintain this during this time. And I don't know what we're going to look like financially in the month of March. Our counters are getting together tomorrow to count the last 2 weeks worth of offerings, and we will have that posted in next Sunday's bulletin, and we'll post that bulletin on our website. We'll send it to you through Breeze, but hopefully you are set up for reoccurring giving, or you have something set up through your bank account. But I want to encourage you to do that. If you aren't set up in that way, you can go to our church website, and it will walk you through how you can do that. If you want to continue to mail your tithe in, you have freedom to do that, and we pick up our mail each day, Monday through Friday. We have someone in the office from 8 to noon to do that. All right? Seniors, I just want to encourage you, stay in your birdcage, okay? If you need something from the store, please, please, please communicate with us, because we have volunteers on the sidelines who want to do shopping for you. We want you to stay as safe as possible. Okay, so let us do that for us. Let us be a blessing. Let us have that blessing. I know it's humbling to request this, but we so want to serve you. Okay, so let us know if you aren't receiving meals to go. We want to provide you a meal on Monday night if you aren't on our list right now. So let us know through at the church office. And if you are not getting emails or texts from me or Janelle in the church, then you are not set up properly in our Breeze program. Okay, I sent an email this morning regarding the Salvation Army. If you didn't get that email in your box, then you're not set up properly. We want to get you established properly. Please contact the church office, Janelle, by email, and she will do everything she can to get you set up properly on Breeze. Two more announcements. Children's Camp Fundraiser. You've been egged. Many of you have already signed up online. This is an opportunity to bless the children who want to go to camp this summer, but also to bless other church family members in our church with a dozen Easter eggs on Easter morning for the children, whoever, as they wake up. If you want to be a blessing, you have some neighbors in your neighborhood that you want to bless with this fundraiser, go to our church website. Our church website is very important, ibcridgecrest.com, and you can click on the link and you can sign up for that You've Been Egged. And then last but not least is the Salvation Army. Again, they have I sent out a list of needs that they have. And as a church, we are wanting to buy these supplies. Now, these supplies aren't readily available. Susan and I went to the store yesterday, and we were trying to purchase Clorox spray bottles, and I can only buy so many. When you're out shopping, if you'll just look at that supply list that I just emailed to you, and if you can pick up some of these items and take them to the Salvation Army, this will be a huge blessing to those who are coming to Salvation Army with these needs. But also, as a church, as we're shopping for our senior adults, if you're one of our shoppers, you can go to the Salvation Army first with your list, and they will try to fill that list with as many items that they might have for free. And whatever is left remaining on your list, then you would need to go to whatever store is necessary. So this is both a blessing and a savings at the same time. So whatever you can do to help the Salvation Army at this time would be great. Okay, thanks for putting up with me, church. I love you, I miss you, and I long to be together again. But don't miss next Sunday with Garrett and Susan. God bless you. Have a great day.